whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Well, thanks very much for coming here. I think it's everything's better than soundcheck. Even that this year. So, amen. How's the tour been going so far?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just with a group of really good friends, Ellis Dunes, and
our new friends in Sundershule.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. Yeah. We did all of North America with Ellis Dunes, actually. So I feel like we've been on tour for like 4 months with them.
Yeah.
But even before that, we knew them from Thursday and Coheed and Cambria and My Chemical Romance and Circus Survive. So we've toured with all those bands before. So that was pretty cool. And then, Sundershule joined us last week.
Yep.
For all the German and one Austrian dates. Yeah. So, we met them last August at like Rocco del Schlacco and Open Flare and the Taubertal like in Rothenburg.
Yeah.
So we're super stoked to be playing with them and all their fans who are coming to the show as well. So it's good to be back in Germany.
That's for us. I mean, it seems to be like a little bit an odd touring cycle because there's a new record. I mean, there's a new single, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, but then I'm gonna get what I'm gonna ask you. What are you guys gonna play now for me? I don't know.
We don't know. We were hoping you would tell us.
Yeah.
Let's roll the dice.
Yeah.
But now since there's new music out, I mean, there must be more coming soon, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, maybe. How soon is now? Now I'm gonna ask the other way, Chris.
How soon? I don't know. Soon.
This year.
Soon. Yeah. This year.
This year is not soon.
2025. Well, Nod is out now, and then we hope to get you some more new music as soon as possible. You know, in the meantime, we're just gonna keep playing shows and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But can you tell us like just a slight little thing about the new record? Is it tending more towards satanic black metal or just death metal? I don't know. Anything.
We don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, we can't confirm nor deny anything that you're saying.
Okay, you have to kill me if you say something.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we could tell you, but we have to kill you. Yeah.
Basically, it means you don't know anything. What's going to happen?
This is somewhat true at any time in the last 25 years of Rise Against. That's a good basic statement. But I will tell you this.
Yeah.
We've been very busy since the end of the Knower Generation tours, writing songs, recording songs, and we can't wait to get them to you, and you'll have them soon. So, and in the meantime, enjoy Nod.
Tell us something about Nod.
Nod is the first of a lot of songs that we wrote, and it came together like pretty quickly. I think of Nod as like its essence is pretty traditional Rise Against, but we chose a different production team this time around. Most of Rise Against records are recorded in Fort Collins, Colorado at a studio called The Blasting Room with producers named Bill Stevenson and Jason Livermore. Bill, people will know from Black Flag, Descendants, he's an amazing punk rock legend. And responsible for 6 of the 9 Rise Against records. So if you've heard Rise Against, chances are you're hearing us through that studio.
Yeah.
We decided to take songs to somebody totally outside the box, which ended up being a woman named Catherine Marks, which is a Grammy Award-winning producer who people will know from things like Manchester Orchestra, St. Vincent, Boy Genius, but also Frank Carter and Frank Turner, our two favorite Franks.
Yep. Why her? Why did you pick her?
I think there was something about the heaviness of like some of the Manchester Orchestra records, but also because there couldn't be almost a further opposite than like Bill Stevenson, Jason Livermore, The Blast. It was like Bill and Jason do the best version of what they do. We don't want to go with somebody that's competing with them because Bill and Jason are already friends and they do a great job. Catherine was like, I would say only kind of vaguely familiar with Rise Against.
Oh, yeah.
Which ended up being like sort of, it fell into the pro column instead of the con column because she didn't come to the band with any sort of like pre-existing baggage about what we should sound like, what our fans expect us to sound like, what we expect us to sound like. Like she came at it like, here's 4 guys in a room playing music and I'm hearing it for like the first time right now. And here's how I hear it. And here's how I think it should be presented. And I think the outcome is a song like Nod, so people will hear what I think is like pretty traditional Rise Against, but through her lens, it's going to sound like different than say a previous Rise Against record.
That's a risk as well, isn't it?
It's a risk as well. Yeah, yeah.
And she's all about capturing everything live. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. She wants to capture that energy in that moment. She doesn't want to. She didn't like fussing around too much with going over a part for, you know, 2 days or whatever. She wanted to capture that ball of energy that is Rise Against.
Yeah.
And just move on, you know. And that was a little uncomfortable at first because we were like, wait, we could do this. She's like, no, it's perfect.
Yeah. Because a band could risk like putting everything under the microscope so much that you kind of sterilize the record, you know. Yeah. And I think we've been guilty of doing that sometimes, you know. And this was far more loose and raw and more about like the energy, which like Joe said, took us a minute to get comfortable with, you know, because we were like, no, let's put it under the microscope. And she was like, no, just what you just did is perfect. Let's just keep that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm kind of curious now. Yeah. I guess you are too.
Yeah, we are too.
So, if you have like, I presume you're going to play Not Tonight. Obviously, I mean, otherwise,
that's the plan.
But what else is there in your set list where fans will go like, oh, I haven't heard this in a long time, or is anything special or anything? Just like the greatest hits of the greatest hits and.
The
gold record.
We're doing the three set lists.
Yeah, so we're doing three sets that kind of span our career, you know, just so there's something for everybody. And after being a band for 25 years, there's songs we wrote 20 years ago that maybe we've forgotten about, you know, and we're like, oh, this is actually a pretty good song. Like, let's bust it out, you know.
Okay.
But it makes it fun for us and makes it fun for our fans, you know, to do it that way. It keeps it interesting.
Yeah, like the set list we play tonight in Munich will be different than what we played in Hamburg two nights ago.
And damn, I looked that one up.
Yeah,
so that can't one, do that.
That one's no good anymore. Yeah. Yep. The one you hear tonight will be different than the Hamburg show. It'll be different than the Dusseldorf show, you know.
All right.
So, yeah, so I think that gives people like, it gives us a chance to really play more of our songs, which is just fun for us personally. And not making every night exactly the same. But it also gives different cities like a bit of a different experience,
So I expect like Dungeons, Dragons, and Fireworks to all of those songs.
100%.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Upside Down, On Fire, like all those things. We did bring out some big party tricks for Germany, actually.
We did.
Specifically for Germany. Stuff that we did not do in the rest of Europe, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm curious now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something about what's it like to live in the United States of America right now.
We've been here.
Because you guys are the first.
While the world burns. Yeah, we're hoping that Germany will take us in. And we can just live here in Munich for a while.
Doesn't it make, as bad as it is, and we see it as bad too, I guess most of us, doesn't it make the community stronger? Like the ones that go like,
I've noticed that, you know what I mean? It sort of like sharpens the blade a little bit. Like it sort of hones the mission. It reminds me why we started Rise Against in the first place in post 9/11 America with the Bush administration. It reminds me of like that era. It makes you hear the songs differently. It makes people come to the shows in a different way.
Like, yeah.
I like to think that people come to our shows no matter what, but there's something about people coming to our shows now where they're like, they need it. They need to be at the show, like under the same roof with like-minded people who are concerned about the future of the world. And we're concerned about the future of America and the future of the world. And, you know, a Trump White House is a disaster. It's been a disaster every single day it's been there, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of sad things are happening, you know what I mean? Lots of things that make you really angry. And so this is the kind of era that our band was built for. You know what I mean? This is what we were made for. It's why we're here. So we have these songs to play to kind of talk about the same things we've been talking about for 25 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it just sad?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Those lyrics still hold. You
yes.
Know,
yeah. You hope that you work yourself out of a job. You know what I mean? I hope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope to live in a world where our songs are completely irrelevant and that nobody buys one of our tickets and listens to us anymore because we were singing about problems that were solved. You know what I mean? But that won't be this year.
No, I guess not. But tell me something, because I'm really interested in this. This is, you know, you're talking or you're speaking for the band. What does this do to you personally? How does your personal life change because of all the because the political situation has changed? We're not here in Germany. We're not there yet.
Right.
So, you know, thankfully.
Right.
I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but
right.
You know,
yeah. Let our election be a warning for your upcoming election.
Yeah, but do you feel differently when you walk out the door and do whatever stuff you do? The everyday life is the everyday life has it changed?
I mean, I guess to answer your question, you walk out of your door into an ecosystem of a lot of anger. Mm. You know what I mean? A lot of the things in the news are enraging you. People are divided. You know, what's happening in America tends to be contagious and it spreads across other borders. You know what I mean? And so that kind of stuff is, it makes you concerned. You know what I mean? Mm. People look at you differently as Americans because they're watching news and they're angry about it, and they should be angry about it, you know. Yeah. It affects everybody. You know what I mean? It's definitely concerning.
Well, there's one good thing to it, you know. You can take a bath in the Gulf of America now.
That's okay. It's actually the Gulf of Rise Against. it was renamed this morning. It's the Gulf of Rise Against.
I haven't looked up Google.
Yeah,
I gotta
no,
check
it's
it.
True. Yeah, yeah, we just did it. Yeah, yeah. Something. I guess you can just do it. So.
Oh man,
I know it's really hard. So you guys gonna be touring for you got. You're permanently on the road now this year, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Coming up.
Coming up, we have South America with, it's a festival, three festival shows with Offspring and Sublime. They're on the bill as well. Hmm. And then we tour the States with Papa Roach.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. They're, a good bunch of guys. And, we've known them for a long time. So it'll be fun.
And if you weren't already sick of us, we're coming back to Germany.
Of course.
So, it might be Rise Against overload. Overdose.
You're playing Ring in Park, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does all the festivals, you played pretty much every festival. Is there a difference in those festivals? And when you're there, do you actually feel it? Or do you go every stage is the same, it's indoor, outdoor, whatever?
I'll tell you the first time we played Rock'em Ring in Rock'em Park.
Yeah.
I was of the opinion that these festivals are all kind of the same.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware of the lore of Rock'em Ring. And I remember walking on that stage kind of with that attitude, just being this will be another fun German fest. This will be great. Yeah. And then I walked, and I didn't see the stage before the show. So I just walked onto the stage after eating lunch and just all right, here's a show. And I just looked out. And so to answer your question, yes, it's different. And I experienced that in real time. Holy shit, this is different. This is different than everything else happening. And that's how I felt ever since.
Yeah.
I think that when we played there, I don't remember what year it was, maybe 2009 with Rammstein.
Yep.
That show alone, I feel changed our relationship with Germany. Mm-hmm. It was a great show. People were really cool and very receptive. It rained at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were touring the album Endgame. And whether it was a coincidence or not, everything after that started to click into place with our band and this country, yeah. And so we've been back, I don't know, at least once, maybe twice since.
Yeah.
But it's a special place for sure.
Mm, that's good. So is there anything after all those years, anything where you said, we haven't done this yet? This is something we have to do. Is there a bucket list? Is there a Rise Against bucket list? Except playing for and with Sepultura for the last game.
Well, that'd be fun.
Is there anything where you go we haven't done this one yet? We don't have our own plane. Why don't we have our own plane?
We got to get our own bus first. The different countries, for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting to places that we've never played before, So I feel
there's one left.
That list is small, but, we haven't been to Thailand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't been to China. We haven't been to India yet. There's a handful of places, Kuala Lumpur, what I mean? That have asked us to come, and we just, for some reason or another, we haven't been to Greece. We haven't been to... I don't know. We just hit Slovenia for the first time last year.
Yeah.
So we're still hitting new places, And so that's always exciting as a band. We just played Iceland for the first time a few years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always good. It's cool to play.
So there's no like we want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and we, you know, whatever.
I mean, we grew up in the punk and hardcore scene. So like none of the bands we grew up with ended up in the Rock and Hall, yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know what I mean? It's a hardcore, but
still, right. But until they're putting Minor Threat and Black Flag in there, yeah. You know what I mean? It's okay. We're okay sitting outside of those walls.
Bad Brains were nominated.
Oh yeah, that's right. Maybe Bad Brains will get in.
They would be out of all of them.
Yeah, right.
I have no further questions, Yona.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.